The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Won't you be our neighbor? Yeah, I used to watch that as a kid. How funny is that? That is hilarious. But anyways, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. What is going on, everybody, this afternoon? I hope you all having a good, going to have a good weekend and, you know, and enjoy the, you know, partying. I'm sure there's going to be a chosen few that's going to party out there. Absolutely. So, on that note, our Facebook page has created a animation of me and Billy, and it's an adult cartoon, and I created it, put it on our page. And all we get is, like, the most disrespectful, stupid comments you could possibly imagine. And it's like, I can deal with constructive criticism. I don't mind that. I don't mind if somebody says, hey, you know, the voices are a little robotic, or this is off, or, you know, hey, try this AI thing, or hey, maybe you should try this video editing software. Oh, okay, that's good stuff. I like that. But when you go in there and you rant and rave and say, oh, AI slop, this is garbage. Okay, cool. I'm great. It's funny because I've looked at some of your pages, okay? And I'm not... Some of your pages, when you guys say something, I look at some of your pages and I don't see anything that you're not using AI for, because you do. So if you're going to criticize me for using AI, that's great. As I was told by somebody on... somebody that does radio, his name's Greg, I could be wrong, but anyways, he told us that, you know, just use AI and leave the rest of them behind, who cares, right? That's the way it works, but whatever, it's so childish, and I say things to them, which makes me dumb, I guess, but I don't say anything rude or disrespectful. I just say, well, you know, a little more respect would be nice. Nobody's asking you to watch it. Nobody's asking you to, we'll come up on my For You page. Okay, did it call to you? Did you, I mean, seriously, get real. Like, we don't need you to watch it. If you don't want to watch it, just don't watch it. Then you have people out there saying, oh, it's spam. Report them, it's spam. How can you report something that's illegal? And what I've seen is now I'm hopefully certified. Page. So if we're spam, please explain to me where that comes from, because you have to get something, some help or something, because that's not spam. We're radio hosts. We talk on the radio. So if you don't know how to read, obviously you should read. It says it right there when you go to the Facebook page. Anyways. Billy's not here yet. He's on his way. He forgot. It's okay. No big deal. We got this. I've done this many, many, many times. So, I mean, if you guys want to check out our Facebook page, check out. If you don't like the animation, it's totally fine. It's not perfect, okay? AI is not perfect. But we did it for fun. I did it for fun, okay? It's not to be... How do I explain this? It's not for your amusement. If you like it because you like it, that's fine. But if you don't like it, then it's not for you. Wow. Anyways, just people are just so... You get on the keyboard or the phone and you're a big tough guy, but you're really not, okay? You can say whatever you want. And for me, I'll tell you how I think. And it's not going to be nice sometimes, but you know, that's the way it is, right? You want to talk about me or say it's stupid or whatever, I'm going to say something nice. You didn't swear at me or anything, but that's fine. But if you start getting all ranting and raving and swearing at me like one person did, I told them how it was. And I didn't get nothing back. But anyways, it's just childish. It's like, grow up. You're an adult. Grow up. Like, seriously. I shouldn't be saying that because I'm the one that complains too, so it doesn't matter. Grow up, Chuck. Anyway, it's cool. I mean, it's the first time I ever did it, okay? First time I ever made an AI animation, and it took me forever because you got to understand, like I said, AI is not perfect. You literally have to make sure the AI that you want to say what they want to say, it doesn't work all the time. Like, there was times where I made me and Billy say something, but it came out where I needed me to talk first and Billy talk next, but it did Billy the whole time, and I just sat there and laughed. It didn't make any sense. I was like, I never even put that in there. But like I said, it took forever. There was some times where I just did it over and over and over, and it was like, come on, you gotta be able to do this. But there's times where it was just like, all right, it's good enough. I'm going to use it. Like, there's a part in the video where we're talking to Greg, and he's our manager for the radio station. And Billy tells him, you know, something, and then he gets angry, and he jumps over his desk and goes out the door. I mean, it was funny, so I kept it. Because every other one I asked him to do, like when I wanted him to go around the desk, he went through the desk. Or if I asked him to go around the desk, he went through Billy and out the door. And it was just like, oh my God. It just looks so dumb. But the one he jumped over the desk was hilarious. So I was like, I got to keep that. It's funny. And then you got where we talked to the secretary in the thing. And she's sitting there, but she's floating. But I'm okay with that. I don't mean floating like up in the air. She was like, we were walking in, but she was floating. It was like kind of like a, say like a transition, I don't know, I guess something like that, where she's already sitting there but they transitioned into us walking by. But it was funny. I mean, it's not for kids, that I can tell you. It's for adults. That's why it's called an adult animation. And heck, you know, give us, I already posted something on there that says, if you're going to make nasty comments, don't bother, just don't even watch it, just wipe it away from your page and just don't even worry about it. Just, if you want to say something nice, totally fine. But everybody's been saying nothing but disrespect, except a few chosen people. There's a bunch of people that, you know, message me and say, hey, it was funny, I liked it. Or somebody messaged me and said, hey, the voices were a little dry, you know, a little robotic. And I'm like, yeah, it's totally fine. Thanks, man. And then, you know, gave me pointers on what to do. And I was like, thank you. That's what we're asking for. We're not asking for you to go all hog wild and scream at us because we made an animation. My good Lord. Like a bunch of children. It's ridiculous. Like, absolutely ridiculous. Billy's on the phone. Hey, man.
Hey.
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 Hey, everybody. I don't know. Am I on speakerphone?
Yeah. No. Yeah, you are.
Good. So that means people can hear me, can't they?
Yes, they can.
Wow, what a beautiful day it is today.
I know, it's gorgeous.
Sun's out. I opened my doors. I went outside without a shirt on for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, oh no.
I was. That's exactly what I did. Harper was like, what are you doing? I do this every day.
Yeah, I pull my stuff out all the time. Ta-da.
I go out shirtless every single day. What's your problem? You have hair on you. What's the matter with you?
Stop being a baby.
Stop being such a baby. I was listening on my way. I am on my way in.
Okay.
There is a detour, which I knew about, but there is a detour on Holmes Road just before Pomeroy.
Yep.
You're going to have to, like, if anybody needs to go down Holmes Road, they're going to have to, you know, take a little detour and go around it. It's not that big, but.
Okay.
But I'll be there. I'll be there a couple minutes.
All right.
I hope.
Well, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
I figured I could call in from the speakerphone.
Yeah.
So that we could get you to stop yelling at people.
I have to, man. I can't deal with people when they act like so childish. It's like, get real, man. It's just an animation.
Everybody has an opinion, and not everybody is going to like it.
I know.
And that's just how it is.
Yep. It's ridiculous.
That's what makes it so great right now is that people have the opportunity to say what they think.
Yep.
And if they don't like it, they don't have to watch it again.
Exactly.
But they didn't have to click on it to begin with. And exactly. I do get it.
Yeah.
You know, AI and the creative industry is butting heads because of the way AI works. So yeah, I do get it. I get that some artists are, a lot of artists are upset about it, real upset about it.
Yeah.
But also, you know, there are creators who are excited because they can create what they wanted to create,
exactly.
but never had the opportunity to create before.
Exactly.
So it's like a 50-50.
That's true. There was a person on there asked if I could draw something, and I said, okay. And then they sent me a picture. I don't know what kind of disease this jaguar had. He was like, can you draw this? And I was like, what kind of disease does that jaguar have? Because it was deformed beyond belief. And I was like, I can draw way better than that. So,
poor
kitty. Yeah, I was like, what is going on, man?
Yeah, it's not like, Chuck, I know. You can draw. I've seen it.
Yep.
You know, I know how your mind works. I know how creative you are. I know how you can cartoon. I know you like a book.
Yep.
Those people don't know you. That's all.
I know. I mean, I try to. We had a few people that were nice and gave us some constructive criticism, and they were respectful. You know, like
absolutely. It's the first time you made it.
Yeah.
Constructive criticism is one thing.
Yeah.
But I mean,
disrespectful criticism is not.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's a cartoon. It's
I know.
Not, it's not spam. You're not selling anything. You're not spamming anybody.
There was Yeah, I know. I don't understand that dude. That was dumb. But anyways, there was one guy that messaged me. He goes, "Dude, you totally used AI." And he put LOL. I was like, "No, that's claymation, bro."
Yeah.
He started laughing.
Claymation.
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
He was like, I liked it. He was like, it wasn't perfect, but you know what? It was good. And I was like, thank you. I appreciate it. That's what I want. I don't want disrespect. You don't need to disrespect us.
No.
Grow up.
just you know, it's the internet. You know, it's the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
And the access to keyboards.
Keyboard warriors. Tough guys. I think they're tough and they're not.
Right. You know, a lot of times, you know, people like that wouldn't actually say anything to your face.
No, that's the thing. Like, if you see us in person, they're going to be like, but I was just playing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was just a joke.
I was just playing. I was drinking my Kool-Aid and got angry.
It was just a joke. I didn't mean nothing by it.
I don't want you to hurt me.
Yeah, but see, back in our day, you had to talk to people's faces. And
yep.
If you didn't like something, you had to tell them that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And then you'd have to suffer the consequences, if any.
Oh, yeah. You want to get beat up? All right, here it comes.
Yeah, you get thick skin pretty quick.
Yep.
Hey, I am pulling in to the parking lot right now, so I'll see you in a couple minutes.
All right, man.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
That was Billy. He'll be right in a couple minutes. All right. Yeah, so like I said, we were talking about... You know, constructive criticism. You guys want to say, hey, you know, try this. Hey, I'm willing. I mean, like I said, my first ever animation, ever. And I've tried many animations Create Studio. I cannot do that. It's too much, man. I can't. So I did AI because why? It's easier. And it still wasn't perfect. But, you know, hey, but whatever. It was cool. I liked it, sure, and I'm really proud of it. I gave it my best shot, and it was my first ever. So, anyway, so if you guys want to see it, Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea, Facebook. All right, check it out. We got a few other things on there too, like some funny ones, like where I made the name of the show is, I can't tell you. it's not bad, but I'm not going to say it in the air. You'll see the name of the show. There's a whole bunch of us characters. There's Rex. He's the heavy metal guy that, like, an older guy, and he plays rock music on the radio station. There's Gary. He's the geeky, you know, production guy. Then you got me, Billy, Missy, who's the secretary that I have Billy that's infatuated with her. And then I have Greg, who's the manager of the radio station, which is called WKRAP. W crap. Anyways, yeah, so awesomeness. I'm happy Billy's here. We can rant and rave about people and, you know, have fun, because some people are just terrible. And I don't care. Hey. But it is what it is. People got to be the way they want to be. They can be the way they want to be. And it's fun that way. Oh, man. Did you hear the beginning of the show?
Not the very beginning.
Well, I got a surprise for you. Just because I'm...
As soon as I saw your message, but...
I'm gonna play this. Here it comes.
This is Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Yeah. I found it, and I was like, I'm downloading it, and I'm sending it. And then I got another one. I don't know if you remember the show. I used to watch the show all the time. You probably will. I'll play that one, too. I like this one, too. You got to remember, this one's one of my favorite shows ever.
I recognize it, but I...
Give it a few minutes. Seconds. You remember it?
It's just... This isn't...
What? Which one?
Wait a minute. Was this on Nickelodeon?
Yes.
Wasn't...
Yes, you were
You
there.
Can't do that on
yes,
television?
Yes, that's it.
I knew it. It was like towards the end of that is when I recognized it.
Yeah, when somebody showed it to me and they told me, they're like, you remember this? I'm like, oh, now I do. I used to love that show.
Yeah, because after that, I think it was Mighty Mouse that would come on.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I loved Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse. I loved Mighty Mouse.
Like, I miss that cartoon.
I miss them all. All the good ones back in the day.
When Nickelodeon had all the cool cartoons. And then it came up with like Ren and Stimpy in the 90s.
Yeah, they were the best. That would be like our cartoon.
They were so gross. Like when Stimpy's, or no, like when Ren's like mouth, when he had like bad breath, it would like it would waft out this like green mist, like exactly what you think it would be. And if his teeth fell out, the roots were hanging down. Like that was gross, but we loved it.
I loved that show.
We loved it.
It was. The other night, I was like, what was I watching?
Stimpy's armpits.
I couldn't sleep.
Yeah, little like, hairs under them.
Like bugs.
In the green mist. What's the matter, Ren?
Hey, Stimpy. Anyway, what was it? I couldn't fall asleep the other night, right? So I was like, I'm going to go on YouTube and watch something. Now, when I was a kid.
That's not a good idea.
No. When I was a kid, I used to watch Bob Ross when I came home from school. So uh-huh. I could take a little yep. nap for half yep. an hour. Every time. So I put Bob Ross on. Out. Immediately. Gone. Out.
It's the voice.
And then I woke up to, by the power of grace.
It was such a good nap.
That's what I woke up to.
Such a good nap, and then you woke up to He-Man.
Yeah, but it was daylight. So I don't know if Bob just kept going, sleep, little boy. I'm going to paint some
Putting subliminal
trees.
Messages in your head while you're sleeping.
You better sleep or I'll take your blankets. And I'll give you a puffball hairdo like mine.
These happy little trees aren't going to be happy anymore.
It would be awesome if Bob Ross always put his paintbrushes in his hair.
Oh, that would have been funny.
And he's like, let me just grab the fan brush.
That would have made it.
That would have been great.
I mean, it was already made, but that would have made it.
Yeah, every time I came home from school.
Let me just grab my little fan brush.
This is how you paint the trees. It's all I heard. It's all I could hear is the sound of him hitting that canvas.
The first ASMR.
Yeah.
Ever.
Then he was like.
Yeah, it's like.
I was like. But it's his voice. It's not even much of that. It's just where he's like, and then you take this and you can make it like a little happy little cabin right here. Just gone.
Yeah.
Gone. My wife was laughing at me.
It's really weird because I don't know if I can. I don't even know if I can do it. Like.
What, paint?
No. Like
I
his
can't paint.
The way he talked was just so monotone.
Yeah.
It was just so monotone.
Yeah, just very.
It was like, read me a bedtime story kind.
I wish he would. He should have read bedtime stories. Peter Pan and the Three Biscuits. What's that?
The Lost Boys.
Yeah. Peter Pan and his.
James and the Giant Peach.
It would be funny if it was like Peter Pan and his shot a bottle of whiskey. Because, you know, he used to drink, so. But my wife was laughing at me. She's like, are you watching He-Man? No.
No. Huh.
But I wasn't. I woke up to it where he was like, by the power of Grayskull. I was like.
It came right on. It came on right after. You know, I mean, that is what it is.
I don't know because I picked the Bob Ross YouTube channel. So it played all his paintings, his shows. I don't know where He-Man came into that. I have no idea. I just woke up and it was when he said by the power of Grayskull, I literally woke. My wife's like, are you watching He-Man? No, but I will.
And what's it to you if I was?
I love it. I love He-Man. He-Man was the greatest, man. Even though he had that carpet for underwear. Like it was like a throw rug. I'll take this and put this on for pants. Those aren't going to be pants, He-Man. Well, then I'll cut them into short shorts.
Well, then I'll cut them.
You think I should shave booty in the back? Oh, it was so scary.
That's funny.
It was funny. It was. It was hilarious. I woke up to that. I don't believe I woke up to that. There was another night where I fell asleep and I was watching something and I woke up to like, what was it? Blue's Clues.
Oh, I can't. I don't know. I don't know. Blue's Clues is okay.
I couldn't. It's
not the same without Steve.
Well, Steve, do you ever see the thing Steve when he came on? He came on. It was like I think it was Facebook or Instagram or something. He came on. He told him why he left and what.
Like TikTok, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
He's got
a
very big base.
Yeah, something like that. And he was like he was having a hard time, you know, drugs and drinking and. And then he was like, it was just a show. I just couldn't do the show anymore. It was making me insane. I was like, creepy. We should do Blue's Clues. That would be fun.
Everybody misses Steve.
Oh, I should make an animation where I'm doing Blue's Clues. Or both of us would be hilarious. Both of us sitting in a green chair, just sitting there going, Magenta, get over here. Want a treat? It's going to be, I'm making another animation. It's coming out better, but like I said, first
animation.
Time. Animation.
Animation.
Oh, my back is killing me. It's coming out better, and it's the beginning is hilarious, like where it starts off where he says, Greg gave me something, and then I can't say it. And then you're like, well, if you boil them, they're really delicious. Then I say something again, and then it's like he gets aggravated with us. He's like, Chuck, why do you always got to push my buttons? And I'm like.
So he. So he's like the pig vomit of.
Yeah. Of Looks just like him.
Yeah. Sort of.
Yeah.
The pig vomit of the cartoon.
Yep.
That's so funny.
I mean, he can deal with us, but it's funny because I have you infatuated with Missy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, it's great. It's going to be fun. I'm trying to make it better. Like, because when you type the prompts, they're so terrible. Like, even if you type them perfect the way you want. Like, it'll be me, you. And I say the guy on the left, because I can't say Chuck, because they don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So they say the guy on the left speaks, says blah, 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 whatever. Then I say you on the right, says blah, blah, whatever. But then it switches it, and I'm like, no! And then it does it where I'm like, okay, I'll try again. I do it again, and it's just you speaking the whole thing. I'm like, quit. So I give up sometimes, and I'm like, okay, I'll try one more time. Then it's like,
well, there. Sometimes you just got to walk away and take a breather.
Hell yeah, I did.
You know? So speaking of comedy.
Comedy.
There's a really cool comedy show coming up. Ooh. At the Colonial Theater.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever heard of her, but Kristen Key, she's doing the Camp Kristen tour. Kristen Key tours all over the U.S. And I think if I showed her to you, you might recognize her.
I do think
she's,
I know her.
She's the one with the guitar.
Oh, I think. I think I've seen some of her, like.
She's a nationally acclaimed queer musical comedian taking the country by storm. She has so many cool jokes. You can look her up. It's K-R-I-S-T-I-N. Key as in, you know, like a regular key, like K-E-Y. You know, she's got more than 92 million views across social media. And she has a viral hit called it's the Lesbian National Anthem. It is really funny. It is really funny. And what I really liked about her is each place that she goes, she does Q&A. So people, members of the audience can caw-caw and raise their hand. And she'll call on them, like she can't see very well.
Yeah.
So you have to caw-caw. So that she can call you. And then they can ask her anything.
Well, that's cool.
And she will answer the questions. And they're pretty good.
When is she going to be there?
March 27th at 7:30. Now it's almost sold out.
To bring my wife to that.
There's limited seating.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, there's seats available, but it's almost sold out.
It'd be a cute little birthday present.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it would be great.
Well, I wanted to go myself.
Yeah.
And so maybe we could work it out.
Okay. I would love it. That would be so fun. I love comedy shows.
Well, she's funny.
Well, yeah.
I'll have to send you a couple of things.
All right.
Just so that you can check it out. And you guys out there can check her out. Again, that's Kristen Key. And it's called the Camp Kristen Tour.
Like a campfire singing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
It would be awesome if she shows up on stage in a little camp, like fake campfire. And she just sits on a stool and goes, nar, 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 nar.
So that's cool. Yeah. Wow. So check this out. Kristen uses comedy to bring people together and supports local nonprofits at every tour stop. She's the 2024 Award of Merit recipient from the North County LGBTQ Resource Center and a 2025 Curve Power List honoree for her community impact. Proof that this isn't just comedy, it's a movement.
Hey, why
she's,
not?
She's really funny. And that's, you know what? Good. If you can bring laughs, it doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Nope. It really doesn't. Making people laugh is important.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so March 27th, 7:30 at the Colonial in Pittsfield.
The place that hates me.
I'd be like, I'd go back there after she's done her bit.
Yeah.
And just be like, so.
Yeah, I'd be like, they'd be like, well, what do you mean? Well, I'm guessing it's because of the way I look. I don't know.
There are a few other things happening in March.
Ooh.
Just to give you sort of a heads
Let's hear
up.
This.
Saturday, March 14th, Beyond the Wall performs The Dark Side of the Moon. So that's Pink Floyd.
Oh, nice.
Tribute band.
Yep.
There's some kids concerts. Which
is it the Wiggles?
At the garage. So, no, I did see something about that. Maybe it is. I don't know. Thursday, March 26th, there's a film screening of Out of My Comfort Zone at the Colonial, 6 p.m. And then, of course, Friday, March 27th, Kristen Key, for the Camp Kristen Tour, 7:30 at the Colonial. And then Saturday, March 28th, Rev Tour's 30th Anniversary Jam at the Colonial at 7:30. Mm. So there's a few things going on in March at the Colonial, and I felt it was worth giving it a shout.
I just think it's funny where I was like, yeah, you know, I do stand-up comedy. What do you guys think? Yeah, we don't do what you do. We don't want people like you.
Okay.
That's basically, you might as well just said it to me, because that's basically what they said.
Like, okay.
So.
Jerk.
I did say something to him, though. I mean, I like the Colonial. It's a beautiful place, but when you ask something and then they just look at you like, ugh. You know,
it's not the Colonial. Yeah. It's probably
it's the people.
Berkshire Theater Group who you went to. Because they do all the theaters like that are around Berkshire.
There was no need for that. Like, I could tell. I was just like, all right, cool, thanks. Colonial's fine. People that do things there are just, some of them are terrible. Probably getting in trouble for that. But anyways.
No. I mean, it's just a review of how you were treated. That's all.
Yeah, I was very, well, the other place didn't treat me well either. I got an idea. Get out of here. You have tattoos. Oh, okay.
No.
Why me? Start crying. Oh, hey. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Like, meh, that's okay.
Hello.
Hello.
We're back.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Chantel. Hello. Oh, I gotta make her.
Yeah, you do.
Woo. I just choked.
But the problem with that is it going to...
Nope, I figured out a way.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
I'm interested in...
Because there's this... Okay. So things, I've watched so many videos now where it's like, you can, if you do this and do this and do this, your AI, your cartoon will come out perfect. And I was like, right. Anyway, so there are certain things you have to do. Like if you go to ChatGPT and explain how you want this person to sound, it will literally do it for you. And then you take it, put it into the AI that you use, and usually that it'll happen. Where you, if you say, oh, I want her to say Chantel every 2 seconds, you know, like, hi, my name is Chantel.
Yeah, you say, hi, my name is Chantel.
And I said, make her sound like a valley girl.
Every 20 seconds.
Yeah, it's my, hi. The other day I was going to school, and I had my book bag in my hands, and then, like, I was carrying my Starbucks coffee, and I went to reach for my name is Chantel, and then I went to reach for my like my vape, my strawberry daydream
my strawberry daydream vape,
and like
strawberry daydream vape,
and then I couldn't find it, so I grabbed my blueberry madness and I puffed on it. My name is Chantel.
That cracks me up every single time.
I love it. So if that works, she's going in the show.
She has to.
She's going
to
be on WKRAP. I love it. It's crap. W crap. It's funny because I wanted them to say WK rap.
Yeah.
They weren't saying it. So I kept putting the hyphen in there so they would say rap, and they didn't. They said,
Did you try putting like a period?
No, I did the slash, and then they finally said it.
Oh, okay.
They're like, WK rap. And I was like, yes. Because it sounds funny when they're like, W crap. And it's like, no.
Actually, that's great.
It's funny, yeah.
It just makes it even better.
It's funny because I was like, what can I name the radio station?
W crap.
W crap.
No, but for real, that would be great. You should have kept it in.
No, I can. I could just put, done, finished.
Yeah.
Just take it right out.
I mean, WK rap is good too.
Yeah.
But W crap.
WKRAP.
Crap. Thanks for listening to W crap.
Yeah, this ain't crap. You're crap. You're
who said crap?
Stop saying that. I loved it.
It's not on the list. We can say it.
Yeah, it's not on the list. That's one of the parts that I tried to make, and it didn't work at all. Like, there was a part where you go like this and reach in your pocket and be like, well, I have a list here that states that that's not on the list. And I was going to have Greg be like, knock it off, Billy. But it didn't work. It was me going like this. Every single time, I'm like, I said Greg.
But make, it didn't work. Make Greg be, make Greg,
I did the same thing today. I tried to talk. I made an intimidation.
This is our twin talk.
Yeah. Where it's twin talk.
Make Greg. Yep. Turn into like a chain smoker because of all the stress we cause.
He should. Make him stay
outside. He's out there sweating, smoking 13 cigarettes in a row.
Have Missy come out and be like, Greg, what's wrong with you? Nothing, nothing, nothing. Chuck and Billy, Chuck and Billy, Chuck and Billy, Chuck and Billy.
It's not my cup of tea.
Have him be like, I should buy a boat.
I should buy
Just
have them stress out to the max,
yep.
And then just say random, like unreasonable things.
Yeah, like
that make no sense to what is happening.
I got a paper in my pocket. You know what I'm going to do with it?
Yes, exactly.
Have both of us go. Yeah, it'd be like you'll come into the studio just
Greg,
before we start.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I can see Missy going. Greg, you need to calm down. No. Chuck and Billy, be right back. I gotta go. Then we'll hire a new guy. I'll have an infatuation with somebody.
He has like a psychotic break.
He has a breakdown. He's in the.
He's in an institution in a hug me shirt with his hair all over the place and his eyes bloodshot and just twitching in the corner. Chuck and Billy.
That's a cup of tea. Tea, not your cup, not your cup of tea.
Yeah, like he had, like his microchip malfunctioned.
Like his three strands.
Half his hair fell out. Sitting in a padded room.
I should have people come in an ambulance, just take him out of the room when we're sitting there talking to him. Like, come on, Greg, it's time to go.
It's the paddy wagon.
Yeah, paddy wagon. They'll wrap him up and he'll be like,
like a mummy, yeah.
Or when he comes back finally, we'll be like, Greg, did you take your medication? Knock it off! I'm just saying, bro, relax. Don't get mad
How's
at me.
How's your blood pressure, Greg?
Greg, do you like Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea?
Super oldies!
Oh, I love shopping carts. All right.
Just start yelling out, Christina Aguilera! W crap!
He's like, Shreddy Bile!
War pigs! War pigs! Yeah, it's Friday. It's a nice day out there, and some of you are driving home from work.
Yeah.
Some of you might have been driving into work. There are people who work second shift or overnights, and hopefully you're tuned in, you're having a laugh either before work or after work, just to kind of get yourself ready to go in the door when you get home.
Yep.
And there's about 15 kids in the house running around, screaming, playing with their toys. They won't go outside. They got their tablets in front of their faces.
Go build a fort.
Dude, I used to love building snow forts. Today's the perfect day for it, too.
Not even that. Like, not even snow forts. I love building forts in general.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you find
all
this.
Woods, everything.
Yeah, you go into the woods and find all this crap that, you know, you never know.
Dude, we learned how to build shelters when we were, like, 8.
I know. We're already equipped, ready to go.
We learned how to build shelters in any kind of weather when we were, like, 8.
Yeah, and we're like, it's really warm in here. How do we do that? And it's like 9 below, and you're like taking your coat off, and you're like, yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, like even the snow forts, like they're warm.
Well, it's funny because every time I went to the woods where I used to live when I was a kid, it was like every time I went to the woods, there was always like pieces of wood, and there's like old trash cans, like the old aluminum ones, you know, all open and cut open or whatever. And I'm like, man, there must have been a lot of serial killers dumping bodies here. But
of course you would think that. Chuck, of course you would.
No. So I'm like, I'm afraid to pick stuff up because it's just sitting there in a pile. I'm like, So I pick it up. And I'm like, oh, cool. So I start building forts, man. I loved it. I loved doing it. It was great. Find like one nail and keep it together the whole
keep the whole thing together with that one nail.
One nail and some string.
Yeah.
I don't have
a twisty tie.
Yeah. Mom, can I use the bread from twisty
some,
tie?
Yeah, from some bag of bread that
my
was
Wonder
thrown
bread
out
twisty
somewhere.
Tie.
Well, see, where I lived, it was all wooded no matter what. There wasn't a whole lot of people. So I lived in the woods, you know, and there were a lot of pine trees.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of ways to take branches of pine and just make a shelter. It would stay warm. It would keep the elements out. It wouldn't rain on me. It wouldn't snow on me. And honestly, I was warm enough in there.
Yeah.
You know? And then when we had, like, the back cut down, so there was some of the land was cleared out.
Yeah.
After they cut some of those trees down, and the way they landed sort of on top of each other, and in ways that could actually make boxes. So there was already like a foundation. So we could just build a little house, a little log house out of these trees that fell.
We tried to do that. Like me and a few of my friends back in the day,
we used to pretend they were bunkers.
We were like, let's build a log cabin. So we get all these big trees, right? And we're like, we can't cut these. And we're like, it's all right, just let it stick out. Yeah, that's the stupidest idea, obviously. So we started building like a tire square, but a big one. And we got it done, but I told my friend Rob, I was like, yo, man, can you grab a tarp? He was like, where am I going to get a tarp? I was like, I don't know, go find a tarp. So he goes and he takes off. I don't know where he went. He comes back and he's like, dude, I found a whole bunch of wood.
Oh,
like,
no.
Uh-oh. What?
He's this like, is already doesn't sound good. Wait, is this the story? I think I know this story, but it's awesome.
We found a whole bunch of wood, right? And he was like, yeah, come with me. And I was like, oh, cool. So I went. I thought he meant like wood, like the trunks. That's what I wasn't thinking, like wood you steal from somebody's home that they're fixing.
Yeah. Like pallets of wood.
Yeah, it was pallets of wood.
I found pallets of wood, dude.
So we took like
why'd they put those there?
All three of us took 8 pieces of plywood and carried them like this, walking down the street. Like literally just walking down the street. No one's saying a word to us. Not a word. We get home and we're like, yeah, we built this amazing fort, right?
This plywood that you stole.
Whole bunch of plywood. Then we went back to get the 2x4s to put
my
them
goodness.
on the sides.
That is funny.
To keep the foundation. To keep the
How's our luck, man? We just found all this stuff.
Well, we got exactly
what we needed.
Well, the cops were called.
Well, of course.
And the cops came and they were like, so we just want to let you guys know we have to take this wood back. I was like, yeah, but we found it. And he's like, you didn't find it. And I was like, well, we did. And then my friend Robert left. So he left me hanging.
Oh,
I was
no.
like, my friend went, my
so
friend.
So he basically rolled you under the bus.
Yeah. He was like, shove. He was like, so where did you get this wood? I was like, well, it was on the sidewalk. And he was like, yeah, really? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, well, you see these little markings on here? And I was like, yeah. He's like, the numbers? I was like, yeah. He's like, that's how we identify it to know where it goes. I was like, oh, like that. And then I was like, Robert, come here. I thought he was inside. And I go around and I go to go inside. And I was like, what the heck? And he took off or he went home.
Oh.
Like he went around the building. Like I couldn't see him anyways. He went around our fort and went up the hill and then hit down the hill and went to his house.
Ugh.
And they were like, well, we're going to have to tell your mom about this. Cool.
And if you knew anything about Chuck's mom.
Well, I'm going to tell you. My mom was a bodybuilder and a bouncer. Okay, so figure that out. Anyways, so he went in, knocked on the door, and I'm like, I'm so getting beaten for this. And my mom comes out, and she's like, what's going on? And he's like, we just want to let you know your son stole a whole bunch of plywood. And she was like, oh, really? That face, you know, you're done. You're done. And I was like, ugh. And then the guy that owned the wood, that had the wood, came to my house. He was like, where's the wood? And I was like, it's over there. And I showed him where it was. And he was like, I'm not going to take this wood. This is a cool little fort. I'm not going to take this. And I was like, really?
I mean,
like,
nowadays, nowadays
they'd probably choke you.
Yeah, with the cost of it, yeah.
Yeah, but he
the cost
was like,
of materials are crazy. But back then, yeah, you know.
He was super nice. He was like, no, I mean, at least
you guys worked really hard at building this thing.
We busted our butts. We had like, we even took the nails. We took the bag of nails. It was like this big.
It was
we
just waiting there for you guys, no, Chuck. It was just there.
Put it right in the middle of the plywood we were carrying, walking down the street. Yeah.
Yeah, that is funny.
It was funny.
If I could have just been anyone driving by and watching these two kids just...
There was so many people that drove by, I mean, lugging, cops, and they did nothing.
Lugging, because they didn't know.
You got, like, kids that are, like, 15, 16, stealing plywood. Wouldn't that tell
you
something?
Nobody knows you stole it. You could have went and bought it, and you're walking it home. Who knows?
Cops are like, just driving by, and we're like...
Just keep walking, man. Just keep going.
I was like, just pretend we have nothing. He's like... How? I was like, I don't know. But
and if you've ever walked with plywood with another person, the way it bounces.
Oh, it's like, yeah, we were like.
It pretty much bounced you.
Yeah, we were bouncing. It was great. 8 pieces, just that's not fun.
No, but when you're a kid, you can handle it.
Oh, yeah. Now I'd be like, I'm done.
You'd take one step and be like, oh, my hip, my groin, my
even
knee.
Picking it up like this, you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. See, you're not in the 40s club anymore. You're in the 50s club.
Yep. Yay. Go me. Anyways.
I still have a ways to go.
I'm in the old
About 5 years.
Yep. My wife's going to be 45 this year.
She's same. Like,
she goes.
She's only like a few days older than me.
I know. She goes, I'm going to be 45 this year. I was like, I don't want to hear it. I was like, wait a minute. You're going to be 5 more years away from me. She's like, ugh! She gave me that. Yeah.
Yeah.
She gave me the ring finger.
Yeah.
Anyways. So I was like, why are you doing that? She was like, because I don't want to be 50. I was like, and you think I do? I was like, I have more pains than I should have ever had. I've ever had in my entire life. Not should have, but have had in my entire life.
Yeah, it happens. You wake up one day and things hurt that didn't hurt the day before. And you're like, what is this? And it's your birthday. It's like, oh, thanks. This
yeah.
is my favorite birthday present in the world.
Thank you, broken nature. I appreciate it.
I don't know. See, I'm used to it. I wake up with new pains every so often. A lot of times, actually. Most days.
Yeah.
So if it's not a new pain, it's a normal pain. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So if it's a new pain, I'm like, okay, what did I do? Or what didn't I do? Like,
yeah.
Oh, hey, you got to go get PT. Why? I don't know. I slept on my shoulder wrong. You got to get physical therapy for your shoulder because you slept on it wrong, probably.
I don't even know what happened the other day, man. I was like...
I picked up a suitcase. That's why I need PT.
Dude, I was trying to write something down. I was trying to write something down the other day. I was like, oh, my hand. Like, my whole hand. I was like, ugh.
Did it cramp up on you?
But I'm ambidextrous, so I can write with my left.
Yep.
And I was like, no, it wasn't cramped. It was just like, no. No, it was like Kermit when he's drunk. I was like, oh my God. She's like, what's the matter? I was like, I don't know. My hand's killing me. She's like, you could have arthritis. I was like, just the look I gave her.
The funniest thing is my middle finger on my left hand, in the very tip, like that tip joint has it.
Oh, it just kills me.
So, and like, it's not like all the time, but once in a while, and it just, I'm like, what the heck?
My dad was always like, oh God. Oh, and every time he did it, I'm like, you know what your hand looks like? He's like, well, I was like the Terminator hand from Terminator. He's like, just stared at me because his hands were thin.
Oh, the buck.
He was like, this is what happened. Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun. Do 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 do.
I tried to find Reading Rainbow.
Did you?
And I couldn't find it. Every time I found the Reading Rainbow, it wouldn't let me download it. And then when I found one, I was like, yeah, and it started off perfect. And I was like, dun, 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 dun. I was like, I don't want heavy metal in there.
I don't know. This just made me think of, you know, when I was saying get to the chopper. Just made me think of something. I watched, during the State of the Union address there, Aliens or Alien versus Predator, and then I watched Aliens versus Predator, which was the like 2014, I think. And there's something that happens in that movie that I didn't pick up on until now.
Uh-oh.
The dude, like, and I think they did it on purpose. I think you're supposed to recognize it, but I didn't the first time I ever saw it. But he turns around and he looks at this one of the other characters and he says, "Get to the chopper!"
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like, no, they didn't.
That's funny.
Did they just do that?
Did they just? They did.
They had to have done, and it had to have been like a little, just a little.
That's funny.
A little Easter egg, you know, like a little nudge, and you know, from the first Predator, yeah. Like from Arnold.
They had to. They were like, "Get to the Jabba!
Get to the Jabba!"
He should have had like a mouthful of food when he said it.
Yeah,
Jabba.
Sound like Meatwad.
Look at the chopper. Oh, that was. He's got fur and stuff all stuck to him. I love that.
It was Aqua Teen Hunger Force, right?
Yeah,
I really like that show.
I like the old guy that came over and complained all the time. Hey, you guys, come over here. Come here, guys. Oh, man. Yeah, there's a lot of people asking for merch,
just
man.
I'm just rolled right over here into the corner. I'm just going to roll into the corner.
I'm going to roll over here.
Don't worry about all the hair and... And all the weird things.
I got some fizzies.
It's all good.
Oh, Dallas. No real, Dallas. This is awesome.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
What was I going to say? Oh, I don't even remember. See what happens when you go...
Mr. Droopy Pants.
The pre-Alzheimer's just kicks in and it just goes, no.
Dude, I think I started... Like forgetting why I stepped into a room like back in my 30s. Like I had something on my mind. I'm like I was on a mission. I'm like stomping
That's
through
what
the house.
I'm thinking. I'm like, 30s,
I'm stomping through the house and I'm on a mission and I get to the room and I'm like, why am I here?
Yeah.
Like the whole time I'm walking, I'm thinking of it, but as soon as I walk in the room, I'm like, why did I come in here? Why am I sitting in the closet right now?
I'm so disoriented sometimes, like not tired, but just like, duh, and I don't know what's wrong. I went to heat up my coffee in the microwave, and I put it in the refrigerator, and I shut the door, went out in the living room, and I started watching a movie, and I'm like, how come that hasn't beeped yet?
You haven't been listening. You there was no,
Yeah, so I'm sitting there, and I get up, and I open the microwave, I'm like, where's my freaking coffee? I'm like, oh, man, I already grabbed it. So I went out in the living room, and I was like,
where is it?
Where's my coffee?
And I know I didn't drink it already.
So I was like, forget it. I'm just going to have something to eat. So I opened the refrigerator. I'm like, are you serious? I was like, that's not heated.
Now it's iced coffee. Just put some ice in it. You're good to go.
I put it in a microwave, heated it up, and never got it.
Dude, the funniest thing happened to me last night, speaking of. I was in the kitchen. You know, just like washing out some pans or whatever. And I turned the water off and I'm like, what the heck? My microwave was on. and then it stopped. It was like, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. It does a little song. And my dog was sitting next to it. And I was like, are you trying to cook something? She must have nosed the 30-second start button. Boop. She did. She did because she turned it on. I was like, you are smart.
That's funny.
I don't know. She just walked over to it and was like, boop.
She's like, well, I mean, it looks like it needs to be heated.
This is where Daddy puts all the food, the good stuff, so there's got to be something I can do here.
And there's got to be something.
I want to make something. I wouldn't be surprised if one day she pulls something out of the fridge and puts it in there and then turns it on.
I see you. I'm going to heat up some ice cubes.
Harper's making dinner tonight. We're having, I have no idea what it is. But she's microwaving the whole thing for 30 seconds.
We got this.
I can't believe
it. I have no problem.
Like,
boop. There we go.
Yeah. It was perfect. Like, yeah, I have to move her away because the microwave's that low. There's like a little spot in the island counter that's made for the microwave. Why? I don't know. I don't know why they put it there.
I don't either.
Because I have to bend down to get anything out of the microwave, which is fine. I don't care. It keeps it off the counter. I have more counter space to prepare foods or whatever. But it's just at the right level for her to go and press any button she wants. Like in the middle of the night, I can imagine, you know, I'm just sitting there in the middle of the night and hear... And I'm like... I don't know if I got a ghost.
What's going on?
Start looking around. Oh, it's just Harper.
I remember
my dad making popcorn again.
My dad had a microwave, and I hated that thing. I remember my, I was like, my dad's like, hey, can you heat up my coffee? I was like, I can't. And I was doing something. I was doing something. And I couldn't get to it. And he was like, I'll do it. And I was like, all right. I was like, remember, you can't push the five for 50 seconds. You have to push the time.
It's like 5 minutes.
Yeah. He didn't.
Oh, no.
He pushed five, and he still hit zero. So I was in there for 50 minutes. And he's like, boop. He's like, where that? Hell's my, I go out in the kitchen. I'm like, what the heck, Dad? He's like, what? I was like, that thing's on here for 50 minutes. And I open the thing, and this thing, it's gone. Like, there's no coffee in there. It completely disintegrated or just evaporated. And I'm like, I'm not touching that cup. There's no way.
Oh, hell no.
He was like, what's the matter? I was like, you have no coffee in there. Well, I didn't drink it. No, duh. So I grabbed some pot holders. That didn't help. I slid it out, and I'm like, yay. And I was like, there's
your cup.
He's
going to let it sit there for a while.
It's just boiling. Just, I was like, what did you do? He's like, put it in there for 50 seconds. I was like, do you see that time right there? He's like, yeah. I was like, the time now is 34 minutes and 13 seconds.
Holy cow.
He was like, well, I don't need it that hot. I was like, all right, Dad.
That's the kind of cup that as soon as you put your lip on it, your lip is burnt to it.
Yeah. Oh, he's done that before. He did it for 5 minutes, and he grabbed the cup, and I hear, son of a... And he's everything all over the place. He's like,
way too hot. Yep.
Man, 50 seconds, my butt. I was like, Dad, it wasn't 50 seconds. It was 5 minutes. No, it wasn't. I pushed 5-0. No, you didn't. You hit five. I told you to hit the time first.
That's how, yeah, you know, with the old microwaves and... I had to hit the time cook.
Yeah, I hate that.
Then put it in. But then, you know, they started doing the 30-second button, so you hit the start button, it would do it for 30 seconds. See, mine's got, like, this little thing. It's like a button that you press with the plus sign or the minus sign, and it goes up 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 seconds.
Yep.
Then it goes to, once it gets to, like, 3 minutes, it goes every 30 seconds after that.
Yep.
So like, if you just keep your finger on it, it'll just go up to whatever you want. It doesn't have numbers on it.
That would drive me nuts.
But when you open it up, it has, like, the presets in there. So, yeah. Like, popcorn, whatever, you know, you want. Yeah. I never use them.
I don't either. I just put popcorn in for 3 minutes and 15 seconds. Wait, then I stand there and watch it.
Yeah, because it takes, like, a minute and a half, and Everything's popped, and you're like, if you leave it in there for 3 minutes, dude, it's burnt.
I eat burnt popcorn.
Yeah, but not, like...
No, not, like, mutilated.
charcoal burnt.
This is delish.
It, like, turns into powder. It's really gross.
It's like eating cotton candy, but not the cotton candy you want. Ooh. You guys want some burnt popcorn?
Some people
candy?
Love it. Like, I don't mind if it's overcooked a little bit.
Yeah, if it's like my little, mom loves little burnt. Brown.
Yeah, my mom loves burnt popcorn.
There's a lot of people.
My father loved it. He loved burnt bacon, like burnt. Like,
I can deal it. Like,
there's nothing
crispy.
Left. Yeah, there's nothing left to it, but... but it looks like... It doesn't even look like bacon anymore. It looks like... It looks like those charcoal crayons you can use to draw. I was like, Pop, you know, you could make charcoal portraits.
You could draw with
you
these.
Can make charcoal portraits with that. Look at this. Watch, you can sign your name and everything.
He's sitting there rubbing it. Give it some character.
He'd tell me, shut up.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what. I don't know what it is, but some people have that taste for it.
I can't. I can eat some burnt. No, toast I can deal with. I don't know what it is. Not all the time. Not too burnt, but burnt enough where I can eat it. But,
toasty.
Yeah. But I don't want it like black. I can't do that. I've done it.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I'm so hungry, I don't care.
But it's horrible because it's like...
You still try to butter it.
If you don't have anything on it or you don't have enough butter on it, the butter just seeps right in too sometimes.
Yeah, it makes it soft now.
But it doesn't make it... But if it's too burnt, it doesn't make it soft. I know, it still like crumbles.
And you're still squeezing it. Just...
And if you don't have anything to drink, you're choking on it.
Yeah.
It's like eating crackers. You're like...
It's like... putting a whole bunch of cinnamon in your mouth going...
Yeah. all the saltines.
Oh, God.
it's like biting these. Down on a handful of saltines.
Eat these because you don't feel well. Oh. Well, I guess that's it because we got to do a minute early always, all the time because it cuts us off.
That's the way it goes.
So I'm going to play this for 30 seconds. Wait a minute. I'm going to wait till it gets to 30 seconds.
Well, you guys all have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Well, we're going to see you, or actually, we're going to talk to you next week, I guess.
Yeah, we are. We're going to talk to you.
Talk.
Yes, we're going to talk to you. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. We hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to
the soft sounds of Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
You've been listening to 89.7 FM WTBR
and
WSBR 88.1 LA.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day.